We're back on the air, and we're back in the MTP Software Radio Studios for Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Had a great time over at the law firm of Tarlow, Breedhart & Rogers, interviewing in our last special segments. But our next guest today is Scott Loring, owner, Cooperative Coaching and Mediation. First-time guest. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Scott, tell us about Cooperative Coaching and Mediation, because it's a little bit of two channels.
Love to.
Great.
I do business mediation. I help business partners that are in conflict resolve that conflict that's getting in the way of them doing their job, or maybe it's getting in the way of selling the business. And I do this by helping them understand the conflict and either come together in a better way or come apart in a way that doesn't destroy what they've built.
So, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing mediation since 2006, and I've been doing coaching since 2000.
Was it a natural outgrowth to go from mediation into coaching, did you find?
Yeah, I started with the coaching, and a lot of the times I was doing one-on-one calls with business owners, and a lot of the conversations we were having were about conflict either with their business partner or their employees or their vendors. And so even though I was only hearing one side, I was able to sort of see around the corner to the other perspective and help them understand the dynamics of conflict. So since a lot of that work is what I was enjoying doing and helping people see it, I then went through mediation training and at the Harvard Program for Negotiation, mediation being assisted negotiation. And once I added that to the coaching, everything just clicked into place.
Very nice. Is there a particular type of industry size business that you like to work with?
There's usually a dynamic. It's either usually a family business or a business that feels like a family. So sometimes, you know, there is a founder, and then it's transferred maybe to the adult children who are running it, and there's a complex dynamic, all the joys of a business, all the pain of a business, all the joys of a family, all the pain of a family, all mixed in a rich stew. One of my other favorites is friends go into business together. They're like, hey, I like you, you like me, we're doing the same thing, let's join forces. And a couple years later, someone's saying, hey, how come I'm doing all the work and they're getting half the money? So those are the most common dynamics. So it's not really industry-specific, more as dynamic-specific.
Most of your work done in a facilitation setting, of a group setting, or you mix it around one-to-one work also?
The way I typically work is it's most important that I be perceived as truly neutral. So someone contacts me, usually a trusted advisor, and said, hey, there's this guy, Scott Loring, I think you should talk to him. They contact me, and it's important that all sides see me as the mediator, not just one person's mediator. So I talk to all the parties briefly to introduce myself and make sure it's a good fit. If everybody says this seems like it might work, I have individual phone calls with everybody to sort of hear their perspective, usually about 45 minutes. Then we have an in-person meeting, could be 2 hours, could be 3 hours. And I call those calls plus a meeting a cycle. How many cycles will it take to resolve the conflict? It depends. Sometimes one, sometimes three. Sometimes the problem that they brought me in to solve, they find is really a symptom of a larger systemic problem. And once we start peeling back the layers of the onion, they say, wow, this is really great. We're able to talk more effectively. We're able to communicate. We're able to get things done. Let's keep this rolling and let's solve everything.
Right. So let's get in the Wayback Machine. Let's
Sure.
go to an earlier point of your career and give us the evolution of how you got to this point.
All right. So I had a paper route. No, just kidding.
I did too. And I got the gold mine. I got an apartment building.
I used to make $3 a week. Got to save two and keep one to spend as I wished. But going back, not quite that far. So in 2006, I had a mediation. In 2000, I did coaching. But before then, I was actually working for Chase Manhattan. basically selling money to people who wanted to buy houses. And I thought, you know, this internet's going to be big someday. And I figured that as a middleman, I could be out of a career. I was making good money. I enjoyed helping people go from wanting a house to having a house. But I thought, you know, somebody in India could do my job. And if it were less expensive, I just said,
there's still someone in India who can do your job. Over 1 billion people, there's got to be one guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I felt vulnerable. What I wanted was to basically get paid to be me. How could I find what that means and find an audience that would value what talents I have to be able to pay it to make a living? And that journey was interesting. Eventually, I found an article in the Boston Globe magazine about coaching, and I thought, oh, maybe this is it. And I went through all the coaching training, CTI, I got certified. And originally, I thought coaching was about giving advice, but it was more about pulling out of the answers from within yourself. And I was so transformed by the training that I thought, I want to bring this to people. And so for a while, I was still working at Chase and building my coaching practice. And then in 2006, I let go of the day job. I trusted in the universe. And within a short time, all my current clients had referred another client to me. My business basically doubled almost instantly. Part of me, I'm sure, was saying that was like, why didn't they give me these referrals before? But probably they hadn't seen the level of commitment from me that inspired those additional referrals. And within 2 years, I was doing pretty well.
Are you alone or do you work in a team?
I am a one-man band, but I will bring in other folks as needed, sometimes either a co-facilitator or a co-mediator, or if there's a particular dynamic that is not my expertise that emerges, could be business valuation, could be the nuts and bolts of a business agreement. I'm not an attorney. I am a pure mediator. So when all those things are needed, I bring in other folks.
You know, one of the things you said that I liked was this, when you were sort of going through your own changes, you were paid to be me. You wanted to be you.
Yes.
Which I think is the foundation of all good coaching, helping people to be themselves.
Yes.
So I think your personal experience probably helps you a lot for your coaching. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Like, one of the things about me being me was I was able to sort of understand what was going on for people. It's sort of like the image of a pond. I could see the bottom of the pond, and I had to concentrate to see the surface. Most people see the surface and have to concentrate to see the bottom, which just sort of made me a strange kid because I could sort of see, oh, that's what's going on for them. Oh, that's what's going on for them. And I was sort of untrained, and so I would sometimes blurt out truths that were uncomfortable. So with those natural skills combined with training, then I had something.
Well, my consulting firm, we've worked with over 700 organizations, and I would tell you, it's those strange kids that are the special ones. and those are the strange kids the good coaches are looking for. We've been speaking with Scott Loring, owner, Cooperative Coaching and Mediation. Scott, great talking to you. And if somebody's looking for you, how would they find you?
You could go to cooperativecoach.com, scott@cooperativecoach.com. You could also call my number. It's 617-543-1260.
I want to thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate
it. Thank you
it.
So much.
Hopefully, maybe you'll be back again, and we'll talk more about coaching.
I'd love it.
Great. Thank you very much. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.